This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A transgender inmate who claims the El Paso County Jail violated her constitutional rights may still get her day in court. Darlene Griffith, who has lived as a woman for 20 years, alleged she was housed with male inmates in 2020 and denied commissary products made available to women. Her initial lawsuit was dismissed by a federal court but was revived yesterday. Meanwhile, the jury has started deliberations in the retrial of the former deputy accused of second-degree murder for shooting Christian Glass. Closing arguments finished yesterday. Defense attorney Mallory Revelle.
This case is very, very narrow. The DA has tried to make it much bigger, and they've done that by criticizing many things. But don't lose sight that the case is narrow.
Prosecutor Stephen Potts pushed back on that framing.
I don't know what the body cam footage was that the defense was watching, but Andrew Buen was not the nice guy to Christian Glass here. He was hyper, super aggressive to Christian.
The jury is continuing its deliberations this afternoon. Colorado is considering allowing tire chain vendors to set up along I-70 and other mountain highways to help bolster state laws and improve road safety. A proposal in the state legislature would allow private companies to sell, install, and remove tire chains on the side of certain roads. They would have to get a permit through the Department of Transportation that would designate a specific location. The bipartisan bill is lawmakers' latest efforts to reduce winter weather-related accidents in the mountains and the traffic they can cause. A quick, potent winter storm will impact Denver, Boulder, and Castle Rock starting later this afternoon through tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service says 3 to 7 inches of snow is possible and may start to fall during the commute home and wrap up during the commute to work tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.